you. Oh, is that a good light? Good volume. Hey, guys. All right, so how old are you guys? 10th grade?
I'm the oldest.
8th grade?
Second.
You're 5 and a half, is that, you mean your birthday's in January or something?
No.
December?
April.
And what about you guys, second grade?
I'm the oldest.
Who's older than eight? Fifth grade. So you guys are like all the perfect age, I think, for picture books, because you get to really read them. Can you read? Are you in kindergarten? First grade?
Next year.
Can you read yet? Oh, my gosh, you're all so smart. Well, you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to tell you a little bit about how I go about making books, because raise your hand if you guys make books. Everybody. Do you make books, Spencer?
I made a story my mommy ended up in her
office. Oh, because she's so proud. Let me show you something here. I think it's right at the beginning, if I can get my little thingy to work. You see this picture? This is a picture of a book I made in fourth grade, so a little bit older than of you, but a little bit younger than you are. And I started making books really, really young, like your age, and you know what I did with them? I saved them. So now that I'm all grown up, I can look back at them and just see what I used to do. So you know all those books you guys are making? You should definitely, definitely save them, because then you can get better and better. So this was just like a little book about, a little corny book, actually. For some reason, my clicker's not working, of course. Huh? There's a string because I tied it together with string. And it was a book about love. It was very silly, but I liked it at the time. Oh, now this picture, when I make my books are a little bit different maybe from some that you're used to, because I like to look at things that people don't pay attention to sometimes. Do you ever do that? Do you ever look at things that most people don't pay attention to, like the floor or the ceiling? And then I like to see things in those things. Scoot past here, because I don't want to be in your way. And so see this picture of this piece of wood? Okay, now stare at it. Don't look away. Do you see anything in that picture?
That's a floor.
It's a floor. Actually, it was a piece of like driftwood at the beach. Okay, now don't stop looking at it, okay? Watch what happens. See what happens if you look at things? Sometimes you can see another picture in something most people don't even see. Bear, yeah.
There's a bear, and it looks sort of like autumn leaves.
Yeah, that's true, because you all see your own things in there, right? And now, if we go backwards to the way it was in the beginning, you can even sort of see it, right?
It's still a bear.
It's still a bear. That's what I thought. But a lot of people would say, what are you, nuts? But I just like seeing things and other things. What, Spencer? Yeah. Okay, so let me tell you something. I'm going to talk to you for a little while about making books and the approach to making books, but then we're going to go do a craft and you guys can make your own, or at least start to make your own books. Does that sound good? Yeah? Okay, so let me get started. This book's called Lemons Are Not Red. Who's seen Lemons Are Not Red?
I have one.
You have that at home? Okay, this book, like so many of my books, have what's called die cuts in them. See, those are these holes. You see these holes? And so what that does when you make a book with die cuts, and we have little booklets out there for you so you can make your own, is it lets you see something one way at first and then another way when you turn the page. So isn't that cool? Like here the lemon is yellow, right? And then, I mean red, thanks. And you turn the page and it turns yellow like magic. That's right. I sort of tricked you, right? Because you didn't know that was coming. So I'll show it to you on this. I'll read this book to you. How's that sound?
Lemons are not red.
Lemons are what?
Red.
Oh, look what I did. I think I went all the way back. Oh, I'm silly. Hold on. Don't go away. I pressed the button for too long. Okay. So, lemons are not red. I went back. Lemons are yellow. Apples are red. Now, you guys can do all the answers for me, okay? Carrots are not
purple.
What color are they? Carrots are orange. Eggplants are purple. Flamingos are not. Flamingos are Elephants are gray. Reindeer are not. They're brown. Reindeer are brown and snowmen are white. Grass is not.
Blue.
Grass is.
Green.
And the sky is blue.
Or the ocean.
Or the ocean. The moon is not black. The moon is silver. And the night is black. Oh, and here's another example of, remember what I was telling you about seeing things that aren't really there sometimes and how much fun that is? You can see the people in the house? That's that window is actually a hole in the page. You see this page with a hole in it? You know what? You know what's real? What you're really seeing? Those are not really people. Look, they're really just the texture in the tree.
Oh, that's so neat.
Yeah, it's really fun to sometimes, like, you know.
Good night.
Right. It's fun to play around with pictures and see if you can change what they look like and use your imagination. Now, this one I wanted to show you. Raise your hand if you have a journal. Are you guys old enough for a journal?
I have a journal.
Wow. You guys do? You do? You know what I do with my journal? Every time I get to the end of it, guess what I do? I start a new one. Guess how many I have now, because I'm a little bit older than you guys.
55.
Does that mean I'm 55 years old? I have probably 55, no, not quite 55, but I have a lot of journals. It takes me probably, actually, maybe it does take about a year or two to finish a journal. So I do have a lot of journals. And this is a picture of one of my journals. And you know whenever you have a really, really good idea, tell me if this ever happened to you. Did you ever have a really, really good idea, and then like later that night or the next day you try to remember it and you can't?
Yeah.
Ever happen? Happens to me all the time. So you know what I do?
What?
Write it in my journal. That way I don't forget. So this is an actual picture from my journal
of a seed,
but it's not really, I cut a hole in the page. So it's really a blank page that just says seed on it, and you're seeing the seed from the page underneath, and this is the page underneath.
Oh,
and so that's how that whole book, isn't it funny how a book can start from one simple little idea written in a journal, and then it ends up being a whole entire book. This is how first the egg started. It just started with this tiny little bit in a journal. And then once I showed this to my editor, Neil Porter, who's sitting back there, because he's the one who actually makes sure the books get made. He's amazing and wonderful and brilliant and talented and spectacular. Now here's another thing. Does this look kind of messy to you? Journals are for writing and putting your ideas down and sketching, and it's one of the few places that you can work and not worry about whether it's perfect or not. Because sometimes when you're creating, if you worry about things being perfect, then you're not going to really get to explore all the different ideas that you may have. So what I did was I went in and wrote down all the things that change from one thing to another thing, like water and snow and wheat and bread and clay and sculpture and all these different things. And that's how you see the seed and the flower. So you see the things that have yellow on them, the highlighter? Those are the things that I thought would make good pictures. Because I know you guys are writers. Are you also artists? Raise your hand if you're an artist. See, me too. So when I write things, I also want to make sure that they're going to be good pictures or interesting pictures or pretty pictures. So that's why some of them are highlighted, because you know what? Look at water and boil. Do you think that would be a hard picture to draw? It wouldn't be such a great picture, right? So I didn't put a highlighter on that. Do you want to see first the egg, even though I know you all know first the egg? You have that one too? Okay. This book also has the holes in it, the die cut holes. First the egg, then what?
The chicken.
Then the chicken. First the tadpole, then what?
Then the frog.
Then the frog. First, the seed, then what?
Then the flower.
This one could be a lot of things, right? But you know the book. It could be a watermelon, could be first, bless you. First the caterpillar, then what?
Then the butterfly.
And the butterfly. First, the word. Do you see all the little hidden words on this side?
Then the story.
Tell me, That's right, then the story. But before we get there, tell me what word, which words you see in all those letters.
Yeah.
Right.
Worst,
yeah.
Bad, wrong,
yeah. Oh, you really do know this book. Very good. There's a whole lot of, I wonder how many. I don't even know how many. Maybe you can count them for me and tell me. Then the story, because things change in nature, like caterpillars and butterflies, but things also change when you're being creative, right? First you have to start with the word, and then you can make a story. Once upon a time there was a chicken and an egg and a chicken and a tadpole and a frog and a seed and a flower and a caterpillar and a butterfly, and first, the paint, then what? The painting, or the picture. And then, in the picture is all are all those things.
First the chicken,
then and the egg. And we're back to the beginning again. And again, remember I told you about seeing things that aren't really there? Maybe I need the book for this. Here, like at this page. First the chicken, right? But it's not really a chicken. It's the egg. Yeah?
It's sort of like a cycle in the way how the story goes, because then it goes around.
It's a big circle. That's a good exercise to see if you can make a story that ends up in the same place that it starts. I love doing that, actually. It's a fun thing to do when you're writing. Guess who that is? Who knows Dog and Bear? Everybody read Dog and Bear? Oh, well, you have to know Dog and Bear. You know Dog and Bear. Dog and Bear started out, actually, the first thing that happened with Dog and Bear is Neil, my editor, saw this bear in my house. Maybe this is something your teachers do or your parents sometimes. Did you ever have somebody say, here's something, write a story about this? Did anybody ever do that?
No.
Well, that's what happened to me with Neil. He saw this bear and he said, write a story about this bear. So I said, okay, well, that's no problem, I guess. And I tried to figure out what the story would be. And then this little guy, Copper, who's my dog, you know what a dachshund dog is?
A dachshund is something that is very
long.
I used to call hot dogs.
Hot dogs, right. Copper's a hot dog dog. And he came over and he looked at me like I was nuts one day because I was talking to the bear. And that's sort of how it all started, where the dog and the bear got into the same story, where Copper and the stuffed bear got into the same story. Now, when you're writing a story about, let me think of something. I asked some kids this recently. I'll get back to it. When you're writing a story about characters, it's a really good idea to write down all the things that all the qualities that those characters have. So, on the left side, I wrote down all the things that dog is, and on the right side, I wrote down all the things that bear is. Like, dog is very affectionate, and he's happy, and he's cute, and he's...
He eats cats.
He eats cats. No, he doesn't eat cats. He's a little self-centered. He's a little bratty. What?
Does he chase cats?
Not yet. There's no cat in the story yet, but I did write down what a cat would be like if he's in the story. When we're all done, I'll ask you if you think there should be a cat in the story, because Neil and I are kind of kicking around the idea of adding a cat to Dog and Bear, because there are lots and lots of Dog and Bear stories, so we could always add another character. And so once you understand what your characters are like, then it's easier to write. Do you think it's easier to write about your best friend or a complete stranger?
A stranger.
A stranger. Your best friend. Why your best friend? Yeah, you know what she looks like or he, and you know what they act like, and you know how they're going to react to stuff, you know. Walter was worried, or one boy? Oh, we'll have time to look at all those later, but let's finish up this story first. So Dog and Bear, you're absolutely right. It's easier to write about your best friend. So that's why it's so important to write down all the things, all the qualities that the characters have when you're writing a story, because then it makes it easier to write about them. So the next step was to figure out what they look like. These are pages from my journal. And I just sketched to see what are they going to look like. And I did some paintings. And None of these became Dog and Bear. That's what Dog and Bear ended up looking like. Do you want me to read you like just one story from Dog and Bear?
Yes.
Okay. Dog and Bear, the books have three stories in each book. So this is one of the three stories. It's called Bear in the Chair. Is that you, Bear? Yes, Dog. It's a beautiful day, said Dog. Come outside with me.
I can't get down.
Just jump.
But I'm scared.
Not to worry, Bear. I will help you. Come closer. You can slide down my back. You can do it, said Dog. Bear was more frightened than ever. Dog said, take one step, one little tiny step. Now take one more. With each step, Bear became braver. Finally, Bear reached Dog. What do you think he's going to do? Whee! That was fun! Good, now we can go out, said Dog. Where's your scarf? Where do you think his scarf is?
On the chair.
Uh-oh, said Bear. Maybe we should just stay inside, said Dog. Now, let me just see what else I have. Oh, there's Copper with a stuffed dog in his mouth. I thought you'd like to see that. It's one of the few things he hasn't chewed up yet. This is another Dog and Bear book. And this, I'm going to show you this, and then after this, we'll... This is when an author makes a book, they have to make something called a dummy. It's kind of like, I think in school maybe you call it a, do you call it a dummy? Or do you call it like a draft, a rough draft? Right. It's the same sort of thing. And the reason why you do it is because it's a place for you to do something called revisions and edits. Do you know about revisions? When you change things and make it better and better and better? What? So, did your teacher ever tell you to change something in your writing or in your artwork that you didn't want to change?
Yes.
Did that ever happen? Raise your hand if that happened.
Everybody,
really, right? And why didn't you want to change it? Because you worked so hard and you thought it was good enough or good even, and you just didn't want to change it, right? That happens to everybody, every author, every artist, every writer, and in the... Yeah, you had to write the numbers to see how many pages there are. So when that happened, when that happened to me and Neil would say you have to change something, I would say I don't want to change it because I like it the way it is and I worked really, really hard on it. But now that we've done all these books, guess what I say? I say, yay, I want to change it. You know why? Because every time I make a change, what happens?
It gets better
and better and better. So it's now my favorite part to make the changes. It actually, that's the fun part, if you can believe it. So whenever you have to make a change, it's not such a bad thing. So what this is a picture of here is this is sketches from the dummy. And I do have the final artwork. This is a book that didn't even come out yet, so you guys are getting a special treat to see it before anybody else. You want to see it?
No.
Yeah? No? Should I just stop? It's short. Uh-oh, this story is called... Now, let me just go back for a second. Do you remember Bear in the Chair, where he said, Bear, is that you? And Bear said, yes, Dog, I can't get down. Well, did you notice how we really don't know how Bear got up in that chair? I like to start a lot of my stories in the middle, so we don't really know how things happen. Like this one, we don't know how Bear got that bucket on his head. Oh, my. Oh, no. Bear, is that you? Yes, Dog, I've got a bucket stuck on my head. I can see that, Bear. Let me help you. Uh-oh, said Dog. Oh, my. Oh, no, said Dog. What will I do, Dog? I will have a bucket on my head forever. Not to worry, Bear. I've got an idea. And then, oh, did I miss? Oh, yeah. So he ties a string to the doorknob, and he ties the other side to the bucket, and he goes running for the door, and he smashes into it, and...
Like how you do it with a tooth?
Yes, like a tooth. And Bear says, hooray, you did it. And then the bucket goes flying through the air. Oh, look, my finger can be a pointer.
Oh, I know what's going to happen.
What's going to happen? Yeah, uh-oh, said Bear. So when you write stories, or even if you want to write the beginnings to my story, that'd be pretty cool. You can figure out how Bear got the bucket on his head in the first place. I always forget to look at the time. How am I doing? I'm good. It's 11, that's right, it's 12 pages. I was gonna not show you this, but maybe I will show you this movie that my son made because he's only a little older than you when he made it. You want to see a dog and bear movie he made? He used copper and everything. You'll like this, I think, but I have to for the sound. Stay there. Keep looking at the screen. And, oh, how do I do this?
Is that you, Bear?
Can you hear it?
It's a beautiful day. Come outside with me.
I can't get down.
Just jump.
But I'm scared.
Not to worry, Bear. I will help you. Come closer. You can slide down my back. You can do it, Bear. Take one step. One little, tiny step. Now take one more.
Whee! That was fun.
Good. Now we can go out. Where is your scarf?
Uh-oh.
Maybe we should just stay inside, Bear.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
So sometimes when you have a book that you, like a favorite book, you can not only make your own books based on that book or make your own books based on your own ideas, or you can make movies, you can do anything. You can paint pictures. That's just an example of what my son did. He was in, well, now he's 13, but he did that when he was 11. So what is that? Sixth grade, I think. Okay, I'm going to show you one more thing, and then we're going to go make books, okay? Would you like to learn how to draw a dog, a bear? You want me to show you how to draw a bear? Okay, let me get my crayons. Let's see. Okay. Maybe we can. Can we turn that off? Thanks. Or even just put the cap on. Ah, thanks. Okay, you guys. Sometimes when things look really hard to draw, it's a good idea to just break it down into shapes. Because you all know shapes, right? You all know what circles are? Oval circles. Okay, so can everybody see this? That's a circle. Does that look like bear yet?
No.
Not quite. How about now?
No.
No? How about, let's see which way I want him to point. How about now?
No.
Not yet. How about now?
No.
How about now?
No.
A little bit? Not yet. Okay, let's keep working on it. How about now? He's made up of all circles and ovals. No?
No?
No? No? Now watch this. We have all our circles and ovals. I'm going to take a darker color. I want it black. Let's see if I have black. Here we go. Ready? Now? Gonna get there soon. Yeah? It's the only triangle. A little bit? Okay, let's finish his body. Well, the colors are another story. I don't want to take too much time because I want you to have time for your own stuff, right? And now I just have to put a few little details on him. What does he need? Little fingers and toes. Accessories and his buttons. He's got a button there. The ones on his other arm and leg you can't see because they're behind him. And his stitches. And there he is. Now does it look like bear?
Yes.
Because he's a stuffed bear. That's why. Come on, let's go make some crafts. Sound good? Okay. Are they doing it right here? That's great. Yeah, oh, stay. Perfect. Okay. Now, Lemons and first the egg. Remember I told you they're books with holes in them? So you can make either these books. Let me just grab one of them to show them. Thank you. This is what you're going to get, okay? A little two-page thing with a hole in it. Or two. And what you can do is you can make a picture on the page underneath. Like, let's say you make a picture of a chicken, right? And you can make it look like an egg showing through. Or you can do a color thing. You can say, first something is one color, and then it's another color. Or you can use it to make a dog and bear picture. Okay? And I'm going to walk around and help you.